Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chav Tes. We left off on daf Kuf Chav Ches on base 4 lines from the end of the page at Tanu Rabbanan. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and all of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, the Neshama Shrab and Aliyah. What we're going to talk about today is first we're going to talk about flesh that is Poresh from Ever Menachai, meaning we discussed Ever Menachai and how Ever Menachai is Tameh and what the source is that Ever Menachai is Tameh. Once you already have Ever Menachai, what about the Basar that comes from the Eiver Menachai? Then the Gemara is going to give 5 other dinim where we apply a certain svara that Maisa eats Shemesh. The svara of Maisa eats Shemesh means that sometimes you have a food item that's mitame, but it's not mitame as food because it's not functioning as food. It's functioning as a Maisa eats. So we're going to have 5 different examples of where we have Maisa eats Shemesh. And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss that Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah just says, Rabbi Shimon Metaher, and so he's arguing on something that came before him in the Mishnah, but we're not sure what. Which line in the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon arguing on? Is he arguing on the Tanakhama? And which part of what the Tanakhama says when we say Rabbi Shimon Metaher? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss the status of an Eiver or a Basar Hamiduldal, but not from a Behema. We already spoke about that, but Eiver or Basar that's Meduldal from a human being. And then we'll talk about the Tumma status of Eiver Min Hameis. We already discussed Eiver Min Achai, so we're going to talk about Eiver Min Hameis. And that should bring us to the end of the Perek. But Hashem will try to finish the Perek today. This is the last daf in Perek, Ha'orva Rotav. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Achodich Kizayis Basar Eiver Min Achai. If a person cuts off a Kizayis of flesh from Eiver Min Achai, Chatoch V'achar if he first cut off the basar from the Eiver, and then he decided that he wants to use it for achila, Rashi says it means he wants to feed it to a guy, meaning he's not going to want to eat it himself, even though gayim are also not allowed to eat it, but they're more likely to eat it, so he had a machshava to change it to achila, so tar, it's going to be tar, because tumah sefer min, it doesn't have tumah sefer min achai, and it doesn't have any other tumah either, kolzman, that it doesn't touch something that's tameh. Things don't be, just because chishiv alav as an ochel, so now it becomes an ochel that's eligible for tumas ochel, but it has to touch something tameh in order for it to become tameh as an ochel. Chishev alav achar kach hatocho tameh. But if he first had a machshava that it should be an ochel, and that this basar should be an ochel, and then he cut it off of the Eiver Min Achai, then it's going to be tameh, because when he had the machshava that it's going to be an ochel, it was still attached to the Eiver, so it already became ra'ui to be mekabel tumas ochlin. Eiver Min Achai is mitameh like a nevela, so it was touching Eiver Min Achai while it was still attached to the Eiver Min Achai. So when you cut it from the Eiver and it lost the tumma that it originally had as part of the Eiver Min Achai, which was an Ava tumma, because it's no longer an Eiver Min Achai, now it's just Basar, but it becomes Tameh from the fact that it was touching an Eiver Min Achai. So it's as an Ochel that touched an Eiver Min Achai. Ravasi lo alabei medrasha. One day Ravasi didn't come to the Beis Medrash. Ashkel Rabbi Zeira, he ran into Rabbi Zeira. Amar le Rabbi Yassi, said to Rabbi Zeira, my arm be midrasha. What happened today in the Beis Medrash? What did I miss? Any good chidushim? So Amar le, my kashalach. He said, obviously something's bothering you. You have some sort of kasha that you want to know what we were talking about in the Beis Medrash, how we addressed it. So Amar le, so Ravasi said, yeah, I do have a kasha. Dekatani, it says in the Braisa that when you cut off basar from an Eiver Min Achai, that chishev achar kach hatocho, the case we just said, that if you had a machshava to treat it as an ochel, and then you cut it from the Eiver Min Achai, tameh, that it's tameh, because it was mekabel tumah from the Eiver when it was still attached to it, because it was touching the Eiver Min Achai. But wait a second, how could it be that the basar becomes tameh from touching the Eiver Min Achai? Tumas beis hastarim hi. That touching, it was only in a beis hastarim. It was touching somewhere where people can't see it, because it was at the point of attachment between the Eiver and the basar. But tumas beis hastarim lo metameh. And the halach is that tumas beis hastarim is not metameh. The pasuk says kol asher yigah ba'azav v'yadav l'shutaf b'mayim. And that pasuk is talking about Tumas Hasid, but from the fact that it says Yadav, we learn that Hasid Azav is Metame Dafka if you were Mesit B'Makom Galui Ki Yadav. But if you move something B'Makom Nistar in a Beis Hastarim, then it's not Metame. That's how the Gemara in Maseches Nida Darshins. So Tumas Beis Hastarim is not Metame. So when you cut off this Basar from the Eiver Min Achai, yes, at some point the Basar was attached to the Eiver Min Achai, but at the point point of attachment was not a visible point of attachment, and therefore should not have been metamei it. So Amalei, Rabbi Zeri said, Ravasi, Afla didi kashali. I had the same kasha. Vishilte Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, and therefore I asked Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, va'amrli hamani Reb Meir, he is Amr Tumas Pesasar metamei, that it must be that this price is following the sheet of Reb Meir, holds that Tumas Pesasar is in fact metamei, because we already had the sheet of Rabbi Meir a while ago, that if you have an ubar of a behema that sticks his hand outside of the mother, and then you shecht the mother, so since the shechit does not matter it ba'achila, it's not matter the yad of the ubar that's outside, it has a din of like Eivor Min HaChai, and therefore it could be metameh, the rest of the basar. But the place where it's that yad is attached to the rest is a beis hastarim. So must be that a meir holds that a maga beis hastarim is in fact metameh. So it could be that this price is just simply following that sheet of Reb Meir that we learned way back on Daf Ayin Beis. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yassi said back to Rabbi Zera, V'lavzim Nisagin Amra Kamai, didn't... We say in front of Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, we give this answer many, many times, and I already rejected it. And I said to him, Shani le Rabbi Meir, bin tumah de baya hechsher, bin tumah de lo baya hechsher. That Rabbi Meir is mechalik between something that's already hukshar le kabel tumah, that's where you're going to say that there's a tumah space astarim, versus something that's not hukshar le kabel tumah, which is not going to be metameh in the base astarim, even according to Rabbi Meir. I mean, Rabbi Meir is not just all across the board that tumah space astarim is metame. No, it's only in a case where it's hukshar lekabel tuma. So by the ubar that the mother was shechted, since the shechita is machshir it and the ubar inside of it to be mekabel tuma, so Rav Meir says. So now the fact that the ever is touching the ubar, which is already hukshar lekabel tuma, it's going to be metame. But when you cut a piece of basar from an ever menachai menastam, we're talking about where the basar was never hukshar. So without any hukshar lekabel tuma, how could it possibly become tameh? Yes, the basar is now subject to tumas olchlin, but what does that mean? Being subject to tumas olchlin means you can be machshir lekabel tumah, and if subsequently after being machshir lekabel tumah comes in contact with tumah, then it becomes tameh. We're missing the step of hukshar over here. So how could it be that this basar became tameh from the eiver? So Amar Rava, umay kushya, why is it such kasha dilma b'shu hukshar? Maybe the Brice is talking about a case that the basar was hukshar before it was cut off of the eiver, and therefore it fits perfectly with the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Amar le Rabba bar Rav Chanan le Rava lama li hechsher hare mitami tum chamura agav aviv. He says, nah, you don't have to make such an rakimta that we're going like Rabbi Meir and it's already hukshar, and so we assume that if it's hukshar, you could have magabe some a totally different answer as to why it is that basar becomes tame from the Aver. It's mitami tum chamura agav aviv. When it was part of the chai, it had a din of an av hatuma to be mitami adam and kelim b'maga b'masa. It was a nevela. It had a din like an avatum. It had a din like a nevela. Because an aver menachai has his tumah status of a nevela. And the klal is, anything that's sofa letame tumah chamura doesn't require hechsher mayim. Meaning the whole idea, it's a rule in machshirin, that you only need hechsher lekabel tumah for something that's not sofa letame tumah chamura, for something that's not destined for any more severe form of tumah. This we learned just a few days ago. When it comes to a nevela sof tahar, even though mitzad atzma, it's not Tami b'maga, but if you're mechashiv love la'achila, it becomes ro'i l'tami tumas ochlin to be metami b'maga, even if it was never hukshar. Why? Because it's sofa l'tami tumah chamura. That in nevela sof tahar, if it is metami beis habliya, even the person's begadim that he's wearing. So kolshke, in this basar may not be sofa l'tami tumah chamura. It's more than that. It already was metami tumah chamura. It was part of an eiver menachai. So anything that already was metami tumah chamura, that was part of an eiver menachai, all the more. Or so, it's not going to require hechsher, and that's how to teach the brisa over here. So Amalei, so Rav said back, no, you can't learn from the din of nevelos of tahar to basar that comes from Eivor Min HaChai, because by nevelos of tahar, the tuma kala that it's metame is when you're mechashiv lav la'achila, and the tuma chamura is on its own beis habliya. So they have a connection to each other because they both come from the fact that it's ochel. So since the nevela doesn't need hechsher to be metame the tuma chamura as an ochel, so therefore it's not gonna need hachshir to be metame the tumah kalav tumas ochlin as an ochel, as opposed to the basa that comes from an eiver minachai kisheshimesh, when it had the tumah chamura of the eiver minachai ma'isa eitz shimesh. It was because it was connected with gidim and atzamos. It had nothing to do with it being food. So the fact that the tumah chamura existed in this item has nothing to do with its tumah as an ochel. Its tumah as an ochel is as an ochel. Its previous tumah chamura was as an eiver menachai. So therefore, it has no shaychus to the original tumah, and it will require hechsher, and that's why he rejects that which Rabba Bar Rav Chanan said to Rava. So we had two explanations of the Braisa as to why it is that it becomes tamei, it's magabes astarim. So how can this basa that's parish from the eiver menachai become tamei? We said even if you hold that magabes astarim is like Rabbi Meir, that magabes astarim like Rabbi Meir is metame, but you need hechsher. So we had two explanations: either it we're talking about where there was hechsher, or you don't need hechsher because it once had tumah chamura. But we seem to reject the second explanation, and we didn't reject the first explanation. Okay, now the Gemara says, oh, once we mentioned this idea of ma'isa eitz shimesh, let's give five other examples of ma'isa eitz shimesh. We had about a week ago a Tanu Debei Rabbi Shmuel that darshan from the pasuk by Tumas Shratzim, where the pasuk says v'chiyutan mayim alzer v'nafal mivasam alav tamei hulachem, that hechsher mayim has to be something that's similar to zra'im, that's not that will not become an avatuma, but something that becomes an avatuma could be metami tumas ochlin even without hechsher, like we just said. So Abaye shows a different din from the Tanu Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Abaye harei amru, the Gemara says when it comes to the yisra of owning chametz on Pesach, that kofes sa'or sheyichta li yeshiva, let's say you have a block of sa'or or that you decide you're going to use it to sit on. It's going to be a stool. You're not going to eat it, and you have no intention to eat it. You intend to use it as a kli. So it loses the shem ochel, and you're allowed to keep it around on Pesach. Tum'asa lav da'oraisa. And I say the tumah that it has, when you sit on it, the tumah zav, which is metame adam and kelim, is not da'oraisa, it's only d'rabanan. Di'isal kadai tuch da'oraisa, because if you're going to think that it's metame and adam da'oraisa, matina lochlin, then you'll have a stira to the Tanu Debei Rabbi Shmuel, because he says we never find the tumah chamura ba'ochlin, and over here you have it's an ochel and it's metami tumah chamura. So says Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Kishashimish ma'isa eitz shimish. It's not an ochel. When you're using it as a stool, it's a ma'isa eitz shimish. You're using it for yeshiva, and that's what made it tame. The fact that it's a seat, not the fact that it's food. So it's like any other piece of wood that you build a stool out of. It's not because of the shem ochel. So it could be that the sa'ar is metame adam mita oraisa. So we don't have a raya that ochlin that's metame tumah chamura mitzad the shame that ochlin could be metame tumah chamura mitzad the shame ochel that it has. So says Mar, okay, I'll bring you a different din. Amar Abaye Hari Amru tekrovus avodas chavim shel ochlin, food that was used as tekrovus avodas zara, as a way of worshipping avodas zara, metame ba ohel is metame adam and kelim in an ohel. So tumas so lav da'oraisa, but I taina that tumah can't be da'oraisa. Diisal kadai tuch da'oraisa, because if you're going to say that tumah that tekrovus avodah zarah has betumas ohel is da'oraisa, mitzin lochlin shematame tumah chamura, then you'll have an example of ochlin that's metame tumah chamura, and that's a stira to the Tanu Debei Rabbi Shmuel, who says that we never find ochel as metame tumah chamura. So answers the Gemara again, kishishimesh, the meichel that you'd use as a tekrovus avodah zarah to be metame tumah chamura, meisa. It's because it was hukrav lavo dezara, not because it was ochel. So since it's asr b'achilu b'ana, it loses the shem ochel. Meaning once it was used for avo dezara, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to benefit from it. So it's like a maisa, it's like a piece of eitz that was used for an avo dezara, which is metame ba'ohel. So it could be that it is a din da'oraisa, but it's still not a raya that ochel could be metame tumah chamura. Meaning anytime you find that which is edible is metame tumah chamura, it's the tumah chamura is not on account of anything to do with its food qualities. It's no longer being used for its food qualities, and therefore it's not considered ochel legabe the tumah chamura. A third din, the Mishnah Pesachim tells us that if you have a dough that's in the cracks of a kneading bowl, so if you want the dough to stay there in order to close up those cracks, it becomes batel to the bowl. It's just part of the bowl. So if tumah touches it, the whole bowl will become tame. tame from tuma touching the dough that's in those cracks, because it's not viewed as a separate entity. It's part of the bowl. So Abaye wants to show that that's not the oraisa. Amar Abaye hare amru chibure ochlin, that if you have the dough that's in the cracks of the kneading bowl and ochlin that attached to kelim and yirum vatel there, ki kelim damu are considered part of the kelim. That if a mace touches them, the ochlin and the kelim become an avatuma to be metame a person that touches them. But I taino tumas of the oraisa. The tuma of that ochlin to be metame adam is not the oraisa. It's only the rabbanan. Because if you're going to think that it's metame in adam midaraisa, that would be an example of an ochel that's metame tuma chamura, and that's against the Tanna Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, that we never find an ochel that's metame tuma chamura. So answers Gemara again, kisha shimesh, that dough when it's in the cracks of the kneading bowl, maisa eitz shimesh, it's being used as a maisa eitz. It became bottled to the bowl. It's part of a bowl, and it's not like a piece of food. So that's why it has that tumah chamura. Okay, so a fourth din that relates to this concept. The halacha is that chelev of nevelas behema tahora is not metame on its own, unless you had a machshava to treat it as an ochel, to feed it to a guy. Then it's mekabel tumah like any other ochel. However, the chelev that's on the kidney of a nevela, when it's attached to the kidney, all of anything that touches it becomes tame, as if you touch the kidney itself, because the chelev is considered a shomer of the kidney. So Rav Papa tries to prove that din, that it has the ability to be metame as a shomer of the basar nevela, is not araisa. So I'm Rav Papa l'Rava, haditanya, that which the Braisa says, that chelev nevela, that the chelev that's mechases kulia of a nevela. So bekfarim, in a place, in a village where people typically don't eat chelev, where even the goyim typically don't eat chelev, tzaruch machshava v'hechsher. You need to have machshava that you're going to treat it like an ochel, and then for it to become hukshar l'kabel tumah by coming in contact with water or one of the other liquids, in order for it to be ra'oi, to be metame tumas ochlin. Tumaso agav kulya. So I say that which the chelev is metame, a person who touches it when it's attached to the kulya, is as a shomer of the nevela, lav da oraisa, must not be da'oraisa. Because if it's da'oraisa, then that's a case of an ochel that's metami tumu chamura, because it needs hechsher to be metami tumu sochlin. The Braisa said it needs hechsher to be metami tumu sochlin, and yet we see that it's metami like a nevela, like an avatuma, like a nevela. So how could that be? It must be that's only a derabanan that it's metami like a nevela. So answers the Gemara once again, kishashimesh, maisa eitz shimesh. When the chelev is metame with that tumah chamura, it's because it's a shomer to the kulya. It's not because of its own inherent qualities. So it's like any other shomer, like any other protective coating around something. And therefore, it's not its food qualities that generate its tumah chamura. But no ochel, on account of its food qualities, will ever generate a tuma chamura. And then one final din. Amar Rav Masna, hare amru, bayis shesichcho bizra'im. If you take zra'im and you cover a bayis with it, you use it, you roof a house with it, taharu. Those zra'im are no longer metame tumas ochlin, because they're batel to the schach, they're batel to whatever else is on the top of the house. But if there's going to be tzara'as on the walls of the house, tumaso, the tumah to be metame a person for being in a bayis hamenuga in such a case, lav da oraisa, must not be da oraisa, must only be derabanan. Because if the tumah of being inside of a bayis hamenuga, where the roofing is made out of zra'im, matzinu l'zra'im, shemetame tumah chamura, then that contributes to tumas nagam. Tumas nagam is nafa tumah, where you walk into the house, it's metame just by being in the house. So you see that it's food, but it's used as the roofing, and it's part of this avatuma that may have never happened of a bayis hamenuga, but in principle, it's part of this avatuma, and that's against the Tanna Dabei Rabbi Shmuel, unless you say that it's only a din derabanan. So the Gemara says, no, once again, kishashimesh, when you use the zra'im as your sikuch, maisa eitz shimesh, it's not being used for its food qualities, it's being used as a maisa eitz, and therefore, that's what brings on the tuma of nigebatim. So it could be that the person will be tamei midaraisa because of those zra'im, but not on a account of the food qualities of those ra'im, and therefore it's not a stira to the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Good. So the Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Meir, if the behemoth that has an Evra Medulal, has a dangling limb, dies, it's Metami Shem Evra Nachai. That dangling limb, even though it remained attached till the moment of death, till the moment that the animal died, but it was barely attached. It was a dangling limb, so therefore it's Evra Menachai. We view it as if it came off of the animal while it was still alive, but then we said, Rabbi Shimon Metaher, that Rabbi Shimon is Metaher. So from the Lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds like that Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the last thing Rabbi Meir said of the Evra Meduldal, that once the behemoth dies, Meir says it's Evra Menachai, and Rabbi Shimon says it's totally Tahar, meaning it's not Evra Menachai, and it's not Nivela. So it says, it's either attached or detached. It's got to be one or the other, meaning if it's considered to have been detached from the animal, then it's Evra Menachai. If it's considered to have been attached to the animal, then it's Nivela. The animal dropped dead. So Manavshach, I Misa Osa Nipel, if Rabbi Shimon holds that through the Misa, it's as if the Evra has finally fallen off of the animal prior to its death, and the time Mishum Evra Menachai, then it should be Evra Menachai. V'yei Misa Osa Nipel, and if Misa does not change its status of being Mechuber to the Behema, then the time Mishum Evra Menachai, then it should have the status of Evra Menachai. So because of that kasha, the Gemara says, you know what? Maybe we're misunderstanding what Rabbi Shimon is exactly commenting on. Meaning, Enochinami, Rabbi Meir said that the Evra Medulal, once the animal dies, is Evra Menachai. Maybe Rabbi Shimon agrees to that. He's commenting on something else. Rabbi Shimon, Aresha Ka'i. Maybe Rabbi Shimon is coming to disagree with the Tana in the Resha of our Mishnah. The Resha said, Ha'Evra V'Basra Medulal B'Behema, if you have an Evra or Basra that are Medulal, that are dangling on a Behema, and you have a Machshava to treat them as an Ochel, Metami Tumas Ochlin B'Mekoman. Even while they are still attached, they're subject to Tumas Ochlin, Utsrichen Hechsher, and they require Hechsher in order to become Tamei, just like all other Ochlin. V'Rabbi Shimon Metair, but Rabbi Shimon is Metair. So in that case, meaning it's not Tumas Ochlin, it's still attached to the animal, it's not an Ochel yet. But in the Sefer, Rabbi Shimon is Moda to Rabbi Meir, that once the animal dies, then it becomes, Metaka does become Eiver Menachai. So Rav Asi quotes something that Rabbi Yochanan says, and he thinks Rabbi Yochanan says it on Rabbi Shimon in the Reisha, like the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Shimon is commenting on the Reisha. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Why is Rabbi Shimon metaher the Aver and the Basar that as long as they're attached to the animal, right? Meaning the Tanakama had said that when the Aver and the Basar are still attached to the animal, you had a machshava that it should be an Ochel, so it becomes an Ochel even in its attached state. Rabbi Shimon said, no way, it's still attached to the animal. Why? Why does he think that it can't be metami Tumas Ochlin? Because Amar Krah, the Pasuk says, when it comes to Tumas Ochlin, Mikola Ochel Asher Ye Ochel. So the words Asher Ye Ochel are extra. So Ochel Shati Ochel Achil Lacherim, Kore Ochel, that only Ochel that you can feed to other people is called an Ochel. Ochel Shiati Ochel Lachil Lacherim, but if you have Ochel that cannot be fed to other people, Ein Kore Ochel. It's not called an Ochel, Legabe Tumas Ochlin. So the Aver and the Basar that a medulal on a live animal you cannot feed even to a guy because the guy is not allowed to eat them. So Mela doesn't have the status of Tumas Ochlin according to Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Zera asks on Rav Asi that it's not Mestaver, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon is commenting on the Reisha of the Mishnah. Amalei Rabbi Zera Rav Asi, if Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Shimon is being cholik on the Reisha of the Mishnah, why does he say that the reason Rabbi Shimon is Metaher is because it's an Ochel that Einu Yochel Achilu Lacherim, that you have a special pasuk to tell me that it cannot be metame. Dilma time is Rabbi Shimon Hasa. Maybe the reason Rabbi Shimon is metayer is ha'olim ma'ora, since it's still attached. It's still attached. So ma'ora. So once it's attached, we view it as fully attached. And it's like any other limb of the animal that's not going to be metame. Live animals never become tame. So this is part of a live animal. You don't need a special pasuk because you yourself said the same svara. Zitran, we have a Mishnah Meseches Uktzin that Yichur Shal you have a branch of a fig tree that's mostly off, but it's still somewhat attached, and it has peros on it. Rabbi Yehuda metar. Rabbi Yehuda's metar those peros from Tumas Ochlin because it's still attached. And the Chum said, well, it depends. If it's attached enough that it's still getting nourishment from that attachment, and it can continue to live, so then it's tar from Tumas Ochlin because it's still mechubel karka. But if it it's can't the attachment isn't providing any nourishment for that branch, then tame, then it's considered tame. Then the fruits are considered a real ochlin that are no longer attached to the ground and they're subject to tumas ochlin. The amrinan lach, and we said my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why is Rabbi Yehuda matar the peros from tumas ochlin? The amritan, and you explained to us ha'ol ma'ora ma'ora, that if it's attached a little bit, it's considered fully attached, just like any other tree is not mekabel tuma while it's attached. The fruits on the tree are not mekabel tuma while they're attached. This is attached. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Shimon is arguing on the Reisha, he could have just said that's the reason for it. Meaning, why is it that the Aver, while it's still attached to the animal, is not subject to Tumas Ochlin? Because it's attached. Even a little bit attached counts as attached. We need a pasuk, Ochel Shata, Yochel Achilu L'Achirim. It has nothing to do with whether L'Achilu L'Achirim. It's part of a live animal. So Rabbi Yassi was mekabel that which Rabbi Zeira said, and he says, okay, we have to explain Rabbi Yochanan a little differently. So Amalei, Rabbi Yassi said to Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yochanan is not coming to explain Rabbi Shimon in the Reisha, because that's pashut. If it's attached, it's part of the animal. Emtzi Isa, Rabbi Yochanan is coming to explain the reason for Rabbi Shimon in the middle part of the Mishnah. We discussed the Sefer, we discussed the Reisha, and the possibilities that Rabbi Shimon Mitar is going on the Sefer and it's going on the Reisha, maybe on neither, maybe on the middle part of the Mishnah, that it says Nishchata HaBehema, that if the Behema is shechted when this Aver and Basar are still attached to the Behema, Huchshra B'demeha, the Dama Shechita is Machshir, the whole Behema, and it becomes Ro'i to be Mekabel to Masochlin, Divrei Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Huchshra. Rabbi Shimon says that the Aver and the Basar do not become Huchshar with the rest of the Behema on account of the Shechita. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon, why is it that the Aver and the Basar do not become Huchshar? Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, that's where Mikala Ochel Asher Yeochel, that when it talks about Hechshar the Kabbal Tumah, it has that extra phrase of Asher Yeochel. So we darshan Ochel Shati Yochel Achil Lacherim Kari Ochel, that only Ochel that you can feed to other people, halachically, viably feed to other people, is called an Ochel when it comes to Tumas Ochlin. But Ochel She'enat Yochel Achil Lacherim, food that you're not able to viably feed to other people, Ein Kari Ochel, is not called an Ochel when it comes to Tumas Ochlin. So since the Aver and the Basar Mezuldul Bebehema, you're not able to feed to a guy even after the Shechita, because you're not allowed to eat it, he's not allowed to eat it, so Mele, it's not called an Ochel when it comes to Tumas Ochlin, and the Hechsher of the Behema, that the Hechsher of the Kabbal Tumah that the Behema got when you Shechted it, does not work for this Aver, according to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara asks, it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to explain the basis of Rabbi Shimon in the middle of the Mishnah, because the Gemara asks, if Rabbi Yochanan is explaining the basis of Rabbi Shimon in the fact that the Aver and the Basar HaMeduldal are not Huchshar L'Kabbal Tumah as a result of the Shechita, why does he say it's because he can't be Machal Acherim? V'dilma time is Rabbi Shimon Bahi Kidarabba. Maybe the reason Rabbi Shimon says that it's not Huchshar is Kidarabba I Kidarabbi Yochanan, is either the way Rabba explained back on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin and Beis, that it's because the Behemoth does not become a Yad for the Aver, even after it's Huchshar L'Kabbal Tumah, the Aver is not Huchshar with it, because maybe the Hechshar of the Yad is not, maybe it's the Behemoth is not considered a Yad for the Aver, that the Hechshar of the Yad is going to, that the Hechshar of the Behemoth is going to affect the Aver, or maybe like Rabbi Yochanan explained, we had five different explanations of what the Nekuda Samachlokas was. So maybe like Rabbi Yochanan said before, that the Aver HaMeduldal is not considered to be part of the body of the animal, because if you were to pull the Aver HaMeduldal, if you were to try to pick up the animal, the Aver HaMeduldal, it will pull right off, it will pull clean off. So therefore, it's not considered to be part of the animal. So why over here does Rabbi Yochanan say that the basis of Rabbi Shimon is because Eini Yochel Achilu L'Acherim? You don't need a special pasuk of Eini Yochel Achilu L'Acherim. We had a bunch of explanations as to why it is that it doesn't become Huchshar. So because of that, the Gemara explains Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan differently. Elo li'olam asefa. Rabbi Shimon is coming to argue on the Seifa of the Mishnah. I mean, we're right back to where we started, right? That and it's the Pashut reading of the Mishnah, of course, right? Because the Mishnah had said that if the animal dies, so it becomes a nevela, the Aver or Basar Meduldal, the Aver Meduldal is Aver Menachai according to the Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's Tar, it's not Aver Menachai. We had a problem with that. We said, why would it be Tar? Because Mimanavshach, it's either Aver Menachai or it's nevela. So maybe let's try to work on that Kasha rather than saying that we have to reread the entire Mishnah and that Rabbi Shimon is not going on the Seifa. So, the Lav a Aver. Ela Abasar. Rabbi Shimon does not disagree that an Aver Amadulal and the animal drops dead, that Aver is going to be Tamei Mishum Aver Menachai. He agrees that Aver is Tamei Mishum Aver Menachai. Where he disagrees is about Basar Hamadulal, that the Tanakhama says, Mesa Behema Habasar Tzarech Hechsher, that if the Basar is going to become Tamei going forward, it now has a din of Tumas Ochlin, and therefore requires Hechsher Lekabal Tuma. Rabbi Shimon Matai, Rabbi Shimon says, the Basar can become Tamei even without Hechsher L'Kabal Tumah. Om Rabbi Yochanan, my time. And it's in that context, Rabbi Yochanan says, my time to Rabbi Shimon. Why is it that it doesn't need Hechsher to be Mekabal Tumah Sochlin? Amar Kram, Mikol Ha'ochel Asher Ye'echel. Ochel Shat Ye'echel Achil L'Acher, Mekar Ye'echel. Ochel Shiyat Ye'echel Achil L'Acher, Mekar Ye'echel. That L'Gabe Tumah Sochlin, it's not going to be called an Ochel if you can't be Machil Acherim. So since the Basar Hamaduldal that was dangling from the animal while it was still alive may not be eaten even by a guy, so even after the animal dies, it's asr to a guy. So mail, it's not called ochel shatiyachal achirim. And even if it were to have hechsher mayim, it's not mekabel tumas ochlin, which is interesting. Meaning, when what we're saying is that it's not that it's going to be tame regardless, that it doesn't need hechsher. It's that hechsher makes no difference to it anyway, because it's not going to have tumas ochlin. It's not going to be subject to Tumas Ochlin at all, because it's simply not an Ochel. It's interesting that the Bartanura in his commentary on this Mishnah says that the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon Metayer cannot be going on the safe of the Mishnah, because as we said before, Manavshach, Yishchito Senipel, it's either Eiver Menachai or it's Nevela. So it's a little bit strange. And he says, and therefore Rabbi Shimon must be on the Reisha. So in Tos Rabbi Kiveger on the side of the Mishnah, he says, the Bartanura never read to the end of the Gemara, meaning the Gemara had that line where it rejected it, but at the end of the Gemara we come back to it and we say that that's in fact what we're saying. So in the Shoshanim LeDavid, he explains that the Gemara rejected the one who says that Rabbi Shimon is arguing on the Reisha with the Taina that maybe Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that ho'el ma'ura ma'ura, that anytime something is partially attached, we view it as if it's fully attached. But maybe we'd rather say that Rabbi Shimon holds like the Chachamim, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and say that Rabbi Shimon is arguing on the Reisha and not on the Seifa, because the Stimas HaLashon sounds like he's coming to argue both Legabe the Aver and Legabe the Basar. So as much as it seems like he's talking on the Seifa, because we waited till the Seifa, but when Rabbi Shimon Metayer sounds like he's Metayer both the Aver and the Basar, the way we're touching up his arguing on the Seifa is by saying, nah, it's only about the Basar. Aver Taka would be Tameh, Mishum Aver Menachai. And that's not ideal. So the Bartanura made a judgment that this final answer of the Gemara is somewhat dochak. The only reason we rejected the possibility that he's arguing on the Reisha is because we wanted to say that he's going like Rabbi Yehuda, he could just as easily be going like the Rabbanan, and we have no reason to reject that which we said earlier. Okay, so now we go move on to the next Mishnah. If you have flesh or a limb that's dangling from a human being, and the person is still alive, tahorin, they are tahor. Meis adam, the person then drops dead. Habasar tahor, the basar is tahor. Ha'ever metami mishum ever menachai, but the ever is tame as an ever menachai. But it's not like an Aver Min HaMeis. Rabbi Shimon Metaher, and Rabbi Shimon is Metaher. So from the Lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds like Rabbi Shimon is Metaher, the Aver HaMadulal, after the person dies. But an Aver that was Mechuber very well to a person, and then after the person died, got cut off from the person, even Rabbi Shimon would be Metame in such a case. Meaning the case was, it was an Aver HaMadulal, and then the person died. But if it was a regular person, fully intact, and he drops dead, and then someone chopped off an Aver from the dead guy, even Rabbi Shimon would be Metame in such a case. So says Gemara of Rabbi Shimon Manavshach. That which we're explaining, we have to explain what the Svara of Rabbi Shimon is. E Misa El Sinipal, if Rabbi Shimon holds that through the Misa, it's considered as if the Aver had fallen off prior to the death, Letame Mishum Aver Menachai, then that Aver should be Tame Mishum Aver Menachai. V'ein Misa El Sinipal, and if we don't view that Aver as if it had come off of the person prior prior to his death, it should be mitame mishum ever min ames. So because of that kasha, the Gemara says we have to explain Rabbi Shimon differently. Rabbi Shimon bi al-makai. Rabbi Shimon is not coming to argue on the din of ever amaduldal, whether it has a din, what its status is after the person dies. He's arguing on the din of ever min ames in general. To kamar tanakama, that which the tanakama says that when the person dies, he ever mitame mishum ever min achai, ve'ein mitame mishum ever min ames. Alma, Ever Ames Bialma, it sounds like the Tanakama holds that a regular Ever Ames, meaning a stam person dies, all his limbs intact, and then you cut off an Ever, it was never Meduldal, just a regular Ever, it's Metame, that it has a din of an Ever, even though it doesn't have a Kazayas Basar. So Va'amalei Rabbi Shimon says, no, Ever Ames Bialma, lo Metame, that an Ever Ames, a Kazayas Basar min Ames is Metame. There's no din of an Ever Ames, there's din of an Ever Menachai, there's din of Basar. There are all sorts of dinim about mesim. There's no din of aver min ames. Titania, Amr Ablazer, Shemati, Shev Menachai, Metame, that the Brisa says, that Rabbi Eliezer says, that I heard from my Rebbeim that Aver Menachai is Metame even without a Kazayas Basar. So from Rabbi Eliezer, it sounds like, yeah, Aver Menachai is Metame even without a Kazayas Basar, but Aver Menames is not Metame. And he didn't say where he learned this din of Aver Menames. So probably he was Medayik, that they always spoke about Tumah with regard to Avarim Menachai. So Rabbi Shua says, Amalei Rabbi Shua says, Rabbi Lezer, because you heard about Aver Menachai being Metame, you're a Medayik Menachai velo Menames, you're a Medayik, oh, must be that an Aver Menames is not Metame. Is that such a good diuk? The Kal V'chomer, I would have been Metame based on the Kal V'chomer. Umachai Shehu Tahar, if a living person is Tahar, Aver aporish mimenu tameh, yet an Aver that comes from the living person is going to be tameh like a mace. It's even metameh ba'ol mace who tameh lo kol shkein. So a mace who's tameh to begin with, all the more so than an Aver that's porish from the tumah of an actual mace, the most severe form of tumah, is going to be tameh. And not only that, but kasub in Megillas Tainis, it says in Megillas Tainis that pischa zi'ira delo lemispad, that on the 14th day of Iyar, it's the day of the Shechita of Pesach Sheni, and therefore they made a gezera that we don't say Hespedim on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is called Pischa Zi'ira because it's only one day, as opposed to the Pesach that we have in Nisan, which is 7 days. Or because it's Pischa Zi'ira because it's for a much smaller population, right? If Rov of the population was Tameh, you don't need Pesach Sheni, you could everyone bring the Karban Tumah. So it's for it's always for a minority of the population. So for one of these reasons, it's called Pischa Zi'ira, or it could be that it only has the din of Karban Pesach. It doesn't have all the other didim of Pesach when you have Pesach Sheni. So for whatever reason, it's called Pischa Zi'ira. We have a din that you're not supposed to say Hespedim, part of Megillas Tainis. You don't say Hespedim on Pischa Zi'ira. So for us, it's we don't say Tachnun and Hespedim also. So except even when we don't say Hespedim, everyone seems to say Hespedim. So Harabal the Mispad, but it sounds, so you're going to make a diuk that you heard that on Pesach Sheni we don't say Espedim, so you're going to make a diuk? Oh, must be that on Pesach Rishon we do say Espedim. That's ridiculous. El Kol Dechein, Hachanami, Kol Dechein. Now, obviously, when we say Pesach Sheni you don't say Espedim, it's even Pesach Sheni you don't say Espedim, but obviously Pesach Rishon you don't have to say Espedim, you don't need to make all this Titus Yantiv. It's in the Torah. So over here also, we took Kal Dechomer. If an Aver Min Hachai is Metame, all the more so an Aver Min Ames, which is such a more severe form of Tumah. So let's go back to Rabbi Shua. You're misunderstanding me. The din of Aver Min Ames Einu Metame, it's not that I made a diuk that they said, oh, Aver Min Achai is Metame, and I said, ah, Medayik, that Aver Min Achai. No, Kach Shamati. It wasn't a diuk. They told me this. This is our tradition, that Aver Min Ames is not Metame. And therefore, there's nothing to question, that it's a Kal V'chomer against my diuk. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah that according to our mayor, if a person who had an Aver Meduldal drops dead, the Aver is Metame, Mishum Aver Menachai, but not Mishum Aver Menames. what difference does it make, whether it's Eivor Min HaChai or Eivor Min HaMeis? So ask the Gemara, my Ika bein Eivor Min HaChai le'Eivor Min HaMeis. What is the halachic nafkamina between Eivor Min HaChai and Eivor Min HaMeis? Kezayis Basar. So the Gemara explains, Kezayis Basar ve'etzem kesora ha'porish min ha'Eivor Ika b'nayu. That a Kezayis Basar, or a small piece of bone that's porish from the Eivor, is the difference between them. The Tanan, because the Mishnah says in Masech Seduyos, Kezayis Basar ha'porish min ha'Eivor Min HaChai. If you have a Kezayis Basar that comes off of an Eivor Min HaChai, Rabbi Eliezer Metameh, Rabbi Nachman Ben Karan, Rabbi Shua Metarin. Rabbi Eliezer is Metameh, that Kezayis Basar, Rabbi Nachman Ben Karan, Rabbi Shua is Metar. Etzem Kesaora ha'porish min ha'Chai. If you have a small bone fragment the size of a saora that comes from a living person, Rabbi Nechunya Metame, Rabbi Nechunya is Metame, and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shua Metarin, and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shua are Metarin. So based on this Mishnah, we could explain Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah that he holds like the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, that he's Metahir Kazayis Basar, and an etzem kisaora that come from an Eivor Min HaChai. So when Rav Meir says that an Eivor Hamaduldo La'achar Misa has a din of Eivor Min HaChai, he means to say, and because it has a din of Eivor Min HaChai, which ain't a chinami, is Tamei just like Eivor Min HaMeis is Tamei? Yeah, but what if a Kazai's Basar comes off of it? What if an etzem kisaora comes off of it? So since it has a status of an Eivor Min HaChai, that's going to be Tar. The Kazai's Basar, the etzem kisaora, is going to be Tar. But an Eivor Min HaMeis, a Kazai's Basar Min HaMeis is for sure Matame, and etzem Kesaora from Mace is for sure Metame. So that's the whole difference between Eivor Min HaChai and Eivor Mace. So once they quote this Mishnah Maseches Heduyos, the Gemara explains the Machlokas Reb Meir and Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah in a different way as well. Hashadas Lahachi. Now that you're explaining our Mishnah based on that Mishnah Maseches Heduyos, so we could say that Rabbi Shimon is not disagreeing with the Tanakama about a Stam Eivor Min HaMeis the way we originally understood. Maybe Rabbi Shimon is moded to the Tanakama that there is such a tumma called Eivor Min HaMeis, right? I mean, our initial way of understanding Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon holds Eivor Min HaChai is a thing, but Eivor Min HaMeis, there's no such tumma called Eivor Min HaMeis. And we had this this tradition that Rabbi Eliezer said Shamati that Eivor Min HaMeis is not mitame, and we questioned was it based on the diuk or maybe he had a direct tradition for it? No, maybe none of that's true. Maybe Rabbi, not none of it's true, but Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that way. Maybe Rabbi Shimon, in fact, holds that Eivor Min HaMeis is Metame. And Bein Tana Kama Rabbi Shimon Nami, Kezayis Basar Vetzem Kesaora Ika B'nayu. The machlokas between them is about a Kezayis Basar or an Etzem Kesaora, just like the machlokas in Mesech Seiduyos. That the Tana Kama holds that the Eivor HaMadulul is Metame like Eivor Min HaChai and not like Eivor Min HaMeis. Meaning, either like Rabbi Eliezer, that if the Etzem Kesaora is Porish from it, it's Tahar, but a Kezayis Basar that's Porish from it is Tamei. Or like Rami Nechunya, that if Kezayis Basar is porish from it, it's tar, but the Esam Ketzora that's porish from it is Tameh, and Rabbi Shimon is Mitair, goes like Rabbi Yeshua, that anything that's porish from an Eivor Min HaChai, whether it be an Esam Ketzora, whether it be a Kezayis Basar, it's all going to be Tahar. And that's what Rabbi Shimon Mitair is all about. Hadron Lachar Varotav, Bezrem tomorrow, Mechael is going to give the shir tomorrow. I'm going to be out of town tomorrow morning, so the first two Dabin, and then the next day, Rabbi Wechselbaum is going to give Tuesday morning shiur, and I'll be back on Wednesday, Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, everyone have a good day.